Chapter 3, Bible Study.
The urgent necessities that are making themselves felt in this time demand a constant education in the Word of God. This is present truth. Throughout the world, there should be a reform in Bible study, for it is needed now as never before. As this reform progresses, a mighty work will be wrought. For when God declared that His word should not return unto Him void, He meant all that He said. A knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ whom He has sent is the highest education, and it will cover the earth with its wonderful enlightenment as the waters cover the sea. Bible study is especially needed in the schools. Students should be rooted and grounded in divine truth. Their attention should be called not to the assertions of men, but to the Word of God. Above all other books, the Word of God must be our study, the great textbook, the basis of all education. And our children are to be educated in the truths found therein, irrespective of previous habits and customs. In doing this, teachers and students will find the hidden treasure, the higher education. Bible rules are to be the guide of the daily life. The cross of Christ is to be the theme, revealing the lessons we must learn and practice. Christ must be brought into all the studies, that students may drink in the knowledge of God and may represent Him in character. His excellence is to be our study in time as well as in eternity. The Word of God, spoken by Christ in the Old and New Testaments, is the bread from heaven. But much that is called the science is as dishes of human invention. Adulterated food, it is not the true manna. In God's Word is found wisdom unquestionable, inexhaustible, wisdom that originated not in the finite, but in the infinite mind. But much of that which God has revealed in His Word is dark to men, because the jewels of truth are buried beneath the rubbish of human wisdom and tradition. To many, the treasures of the Word remain hidden, because they have not been searched for with earnest perseverance until the golden precepts were understood. The Word must be searched in order to purify and prepare those who receive it to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. The study of God's Word should take the place of the study of those books that have led minds into mysticism and away from the truth. Its living principles, woven into our lives, will be our safeguard in trials and temptations. Its divine instruction is the only way to success. As the test comes to every soul, there will be apostasies. Some will prove to be traitors, heady, high-minded, and self-sufficient, and will turn away from the truth, making shipwreck of faith. Why? Because they did not live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. They did not dig deep and make their foundation sure. When the words of the Lord through His chosen messengers are brought to them, they murmur and think the way is made too straight. In the 6th chapter of John, we read of some who were thought to be disciples of Christ, but who, when the plain truth was presented to them, were displeased and walked no more with Him. In like manner, these superficial students also will turn away from Christ. Everyone who has been converted to God is called upon to grow in capability by using his talents. Every branch of the living vine that does not grow is pruned off and cast away as rubbish. What, then, shall be the character of the education given in our schools? Shall it be according to the wisdom of this world, or according to that wisdom that is from above? Will not teachers awake to their responsibility in this matter and see that the Word of God has a larger place in the instruction given in our schools?